Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming, when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing?
Just a few more days and we'll be celebrating our Christmas, and I think it's going to be extra special because it's on Sunday this year. I'm Donna Leland, and this is Mark and Friends for December the 22nd, 2022. Just saying 2022 a few more days. We're almost into 2023. I thought I'd start my very first Mark and Friends program by sharing with you some of my favorite Christmas thoughts. These are different pieces that I've collected over the years, and I bring them out every year, like my favorite ornaments, and I love to revisit them and share them with you. My first piece is from Dr. James Allen, One Solitary Life. He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in another obscure village, where he worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never went to college. He never visited a big city. He never traveled more than 200 miles from the place where he was born. He did nothing of the things usually associated with greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He was only 33. His friends ran away. One even denied him. He was turned over to his enemies and went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While dying, his executioners gambled for his clothing, the only property he had on earth. When he was dead, he was laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. 19 centuries have come and gone, and today Jesus is the central figure of the human race and the leader of mankind's progress. All the armies that have ever marched, all the navies that have ever sailed, all the parliaments that have ever sat, all the kings that have ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of mankind on earth as powerfully as that one solitary life.
One small child in a land of a thousand. One small dream of a Savior tonight. One small
One king bringing his gold and riches, one king ruling an army of might, one king kneeling with incense and candlelight, one king bringing us light. One small child in a land of a thousand, one small dream in a people of might, one small hand reaching out to the starlight, one small
I do love all the special things of Christmas. I love the decorations. I love having matching dishes. And I love pulling out my china that really never gets used any other time. I love the special dishes as far as what we eat. Things that you don't normally eat throughout the year, you get to eat once again. I don't know why we don't have turkey and stuffing and all that other goodness more often throughout the year. So I think this year I'm going to make it a plan to eat that a little bit more often, along with that yummy cranberry stuff that really, I wonder how the cranberry growers stay in business, because we only seem to like it for about 2 months out of the year. Well, this next piece reminds me of just wanting to be a part of the Christmas season and everything that goes with it, and yet not forgetting the real reason for the season. This is written by Sharon Janes, Celebrating a Christ-Centered Christmas, used by permission with Moody Publishers. It's the 1 Corinthians 13, a Christmas version. If I decorate my house perfectly with plaid bows, strands of twinkling lights, and shiny balls, but do not show love to my family, I'm just another decorator. If I slave away in the kitchen, baking dozens of Christmas cookies, preparing gourmet meals, and arranging a beautifully adorned table at mealtime, but do not show love to my family, I'm just another cook. If I work at the soup kitchen, carol in the nursing home, and give all I have to charity, but do not show love to my family, it profits me nothing. If I trim the spruce with shimmering angels and crocheted snowflakes, attend a myriad of holiday parties, and sing in the choir's cantata, but do not focus on Christ, I've missed the point. Love stops the cooking to hug the child. Love sets aside the decorating to kiss the husband. Love is kind, though harried and tired. Love doesn't envy another one's home that has coordinated Christmas china and table linens. Love doesn't yell at the kids to get out of the way, but is thankful that they're there to be in the way. Love doesn't give only to those who are able to give in return, but rejoices in giving to those who can't. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Video games will break. Pearl necklaces will be lost. Golf clubs will rust. But giving the gift of love will endure.
This Christmas season, I wish you joy. The wonder in every girl and boy. I wish you gladness, the warmth and cheer of good friends and family gathered near. May children's laughter and falling snow rekindle sweet scenes from long ago. May every carol, each candle bright, remind you why angels sang that night. Oh. Yeah. If trouble finds you, this is my prayer. May peace guard your heart and make you strong. And I wish you love, the kind to last all year
. My next favorite Christmas thought came in a Christmas card. Do you ever have that where you have got a card with such a meaningful prose and you just think you have to keep it, even if it's not the prettiest on the outside? the thought on the inside is worth it. This one's called A Christmas Nail. It's Christmas time at our house, and we're putting up the tree. I wish I could find one simple way to remember Christ's gift to me. Some little sign or symbol to show friends stopping by. The little babe was born one day, but he really came to die. Some symbol of his nail-pierced hands, the blood he shed for you and me. What if I hung a simple nail on my shiny Christmas tree? A crimson bow tied round the nail as his blood flowed down so free, to save each person from their sin and redeem us for all eternity. I know it was his love for us that held him to that tree, but when I see this simple nail, I know he died for me.
I love the Christmas tree, so full of light, for it reminds me of my Lord Jesus Christ, a star of glory overhead, like the one the Holy Father placed o'er his manger bed. Ever green, he ever lives to intercede for you and me, shining lovely in the darkness through all eternity. A heavenly gift wrapped up in swaddling gloves, tied to the Father's heart and the gifts that he bestows. The promise of the ages is now reality. I behold my Savior Jesus when I see the Christmas tree. Evergreen, he ever lives to intercede for you and me, shining lovely in the darkness through all eternity. The tree of life grew from the garden, transplanted in our hearts by his love for all men. A joyous season 'tis for me, for I behold my Savior Jesus when I see the Christmas.
I'm so glad you could share some of my favorite thoughts here on Mark and Friends. I'm Donna Leland. What are some of your favorite foods? Well, mine is eggnog. I just learned to love it as a kid, non-alcoholic. And I think the reason was because my siblings, I'm one of six, they didn't like it. And so I drank theirs. And see, that's the deal. If you have a lot of kids in the family, if you want seconds on anything, you have to learn how to like what everyone hates. So, I like black jelly beans. I love fruitcake. Love it. And I'll eat the liver. So, needless to say, I always got seconds. Maybe this would be a good Christmas to indulge some of those favorite treats that you had that you just haven't had in a while. I think the chocolate-covered cherries. Oh, I always make sure I get at least one box for my kids. I also like the ribbon candy. And like the spearmint, those are always tasty. Maybe you know of a treat that someone else really likes and just hasn't been able to get it. Maybe it's their country of origin and they just can't find it here. So maybe that'd be something special we could do, is to go out of our way and make sure they're able to have that tasty treat for their Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time.
those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all.
Berry parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow.
Thanks for sharing my favorite Christmas memories here on Mark and Friends. I'm your friend Donna Leland, and I'll be your host here on Mark and Friends on Thursdays in the coming weeks and year. And my heart for the program is just to share from my heart, but is also to hear from others. Everyone has a story, and if you sit with them and earn their trust, they will share it with you. And so I've collected some stories that I would like to share with you from the heart of my friends, and that's what I'll be doing here on Mark and Friends. If you'd like to hear this program or any Mark and Friends program, they're all archived for you. Just go to Great News Media and click on Mark and Friends. Thanks for joining us, and have a very Merry Christmas.
Heart beating, he'll die for you one day. Look for a moment, a throne in paradise is a manger with hay. God's only begotten, almost forgotten, as a world sleeps by. Yet no other man has changed all eternity as this baby born tonight. All the glory he brings is born tonight. Every answer to prayers from ages gone by, on the eve of darkness, he carries the only light. Hold this baby born tonight. Hush for a moment, can you hear him crying? He cries for more than what meets the eye. Look for a moment, man's soul is dying. There's hope in this Christ child. And as the heavens open, God reaches down with saving grace. Such incredible power, indescribable love rests in this baby. He carries the only light. Oh, this baby born tonight. Legends and prophecies.
from centuries ago, whispering through the midnight breeze. A star in the sky, angels singing on high, singing glory to the King of Kings. Oh, this baby boy is as no one ever was, and no one shall the birth that brought this whole world to its knees. All the glory he brings is born tonight. Every answer to prayers of ages gone by, and on the eve of darkness, he carries the only light. Oh, this baby. Heart beating, have you taken the time for a Savior's greeting? Hush for a moment, it only takes just a moment.